Hi everybody, I'm here at the Debian stand and I'm talking again to
Sebastian.
How are you?
I'm fine.
So, for the people who don't know, what is Debian?
Debian is the universal operating system, one of the oldest Linux distributions, completely staffed by volunteers, no company supporting it.
And yet it's one of the largest distributions out there in the commercial field. How did that happen?
Probably because there is no company behind it, no mandatory support contracts like Red Hat, etc. And probably because it is a true free software operating system.
Okay, and what's your involvement with the project?
I'm a Debian developer. I maintain the geospatial and OpenStreetMap related packages.
That's right. Listen, what have you planned for this year? What happened last year in the Debian community? What's coming up this year?
What's coming up this year is, of course, the stretch release.
Yes.
Of course, we never know when the actual release is going to be, because it's going to be there when it's ready. But my expectation somewhere the third quarter this year, the freeze is coming up tomorrow. That's the hard freeze, no new packages, etc. So if things work out with the OpenSSL 1.1.0 transition, we might be able to do it sooner. But
So what's that transition? Is that there's always seems to be one thing that causes a problem? Is that?
Yeah, fortunately it was not a game this time. I remember Frozen Bubble causing a delay in a previous release. But the thing with OpenSSL now is the OpenSSL maintainers would like to have OpenSSL 1.1.0 in Debian stretch, because of the support for the ChaCha cipher and other improvements in OpenSSL.
Yeah.
On the other hand, OpenSSL 1.0 is the long-term supported release, which makes more sense for a Debian stable release. And the biggest problem is that the API broke, so a lot of software needs to be patched to work with OpenSSL 1.1.0, and with many of the packages in Debian, they simply don't have that support yet. So we now have both versions in Debian, but not all of the packages, far too many, still haven't been rebuilt with either one. So that's one of the biggest pain points to sort out now.
Okay, last year when we were talking, the big issue was switching to system or
System D.
That's the one, System D. How has that turned out?
I think the big fuss is over now. The Debian guys have started up their alternative. I think they've made the first release now, so everybody who doesn't like systemd has a nice place to go.
Yeah.
And everybody else who didn't make a big deal out of it is happily using it. And
life goes on.
Yeah, exactly. It's been almost 3 years now since the release of Jesse, which made systemd the default, and I think we're most people are pretty much happy with it. It works.
And Debian, what other events are going to be happening around here in Fostem this time?
Well, as I said, we have the nice blog post on bits.debian.org with a list of Debian-related speakers here, at least 45, as I see right now, so that's good. And of course, we have our general attendance at the booth to answer questions.
Sell t-shirts.
Sell t-shirts, exactly.
Sell swag. Well, thanks very much for taking the time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
I will, thank you.